This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, here we go. Starting the new year off with a bang. Why not? Hey, look at my shirt. Are you a gun owner or are you a victim? Second Amendment continues here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. For those of you listening on radio, you don't know what I'm wearing, but that's what you're missing because you're not joining us at robertscottbell.com. But welcome. This begins our 24th year of broadcast healing. I don't know many shows that last 24 years outside of the socio-political shows, some of those political commentators, but certainly in the health and healing realm, it's kind of unusual. Especially because most of those shows are so boring. You're asleep before the first day of the year is over. Hopefully that's not going to happen today because we got a really great lineup in hour two planning to help all y'all that are wanting to kick some habits like smoking, like nicotine, like vaping, whatever it is. We've got some options for you. Sean Cohen's going to join us from Crave Kicker to give you some good options, get the dopamine receptors satiated in a healthy, happy way. So stand by for that. In the first hour, momentarily, we'll be joined by my good friend, Robin Openshaw. You know her as Green Smoothie Girl. And what a history, what a story she has in her own life and upbringing and what she's gone through. And she's tenacious. She doesn't back down. And we love her and appreciate her. And it's a great way to start the new year, especially if you're looking to start it on a healthier foot, so to speak. You know, the question of when do I start? Oftentimes, people wait till the first of the year, the new year. And so I'm not going to denigrate anybody that didn't do it on December 31st. We're here on the 1st, and it's a good as day as any to start. But the idea of a resolution is often met with disappointment, partly because people don't have it planned out well enough. You try to go into it, man, you're so enthusiastic, and then you just, like, within a week or two, most people are done, and they're back to their old patterns or their old habits. We're going to see if Robin, and I know she does, has some tools to plug into. That you can get started and you'll be consistent and you will look back in short order and go, wow, I can't believe what I've achieved. You're going to see it from the end as well. There's some great stuff happening here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So grateful for you. If you're new to this show, it is a show about health and healing, but it's not just that in terms of the physical body. I cover emotional health, mental health issues, economic health issues. Yeah, political health issues. I mean, that's just crazy. Right? You can't do that. Here I am in our 24th year still doing it. And even, yes, spiritual healing concepts and integrating it all. And the thing that drives me, of course, was recognizing that I was lied to about my body and my health for the first, 19 years of my life before I wised up to the pharmaceutical drug pushers of the medical variety and said, look, if I break an arm and I need you to reset it, I'll be back. But other than that, I'm gone, guys. You guys have poisoned me my whole life. And found a different way 4 or 5 years after that answer to prayers, learned about homeopathic medicine, natural medicine, organic food, non-GMO, detoxing the liver. My gosh, juicing? Did anybody say juicing? Yeah, that too. And transformed my life for the better now in my mid, Super Don would like to say late 50s. I can't acknowledge that. Not yet. And rocking at the gym almost every day when I'm in town and outpacing those that are 30 years, sometimes younger than me. Which is kind of cool. Now, there's a lot of things I do to get me there and help me there. And there's a lot of people that have helped me along the way and that I love to help as well. And so that's part of this show. And that's what this is all about. Let me bring Super Don into the mix real quick to say Happy New Year, Super Don. And then we'll get to our wonderful guest and surprise guest I didn't mention officially yet. So, Super D, how you doing? Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year. Well, yeah. You know, it's funny. Before we started recording, I threw a question out to everybody that was, we were kind of chatting and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. What do you think, just real quick here, just off the top of your head, don't overthink it, okay? Just go with your gut on this.
Yeah.
2023, is it going to be a bigger or lesser train wreck than 2022? Go.
It's going to be, for some, it'll be bigger. For us, it will be not a train wreck. I'm just going to say that.
You can't give me a straight answer, can you?
That's my straight answer. I'm just saying, there's not
a one. I'm going to start calling you Switzerland. You just want to be neutral in everything, right?
No, I'm not. For us, it's not going to be a train wreck. For others, they're going to make some choices, and it's going to be a train wreck for them. But we'll help them if they're ready. Super D, it's not a train wreck for you. You're already the producer of Shemaine Nugent's new podcast. Good Lord. Last year when she opened up the microphone on her new podcast that you're producing, mm-hmm. immediately, without waiting, 10 seconds in, I want everybody to meet Super Don, the new rock star of the Shemaine Nugent, Ted Nugent family.
It was the ponytail that did it.
Totally, dude. You're rocking. I love that. So what's your answer to it, train wreck or not? Because you're not going to give the Switzerland answer.
I think it's going to be better.
You are. Okay.
I'm going to take the optimist route on the situation because I think more and more people have woken up than have in the past, and I think people are seeing through it much better now. So I think the more that they try and try to pull the wool over people's eyes, the less people are going to be receptive to that.
Super deep, man. I love the positive outlook. That's great. Now, someone who else has been a realist. She sees the nasty stuff behind the scenes, and she's spoken about it to her own peril in some sense. And from a business perspective, she's a dynamic businesswoman as well, Robin Openshaw, and her as Green Smoothie Girl. She doesn't sugarcoat things, and she doesn't add sugar into her juices. It's only that which comes naturally from those organic juices that God put together. And she has benefited so many of our friends, including one of them that will appear during the interview. He's a secret guest today, so check that out. But for now, as we're cranking up the first show of the new year, let's welcome the Green Smoothie Girl herself, not looking very green, looking very tan and happy in Florida, Robin Openshaw, back on the Robin Openshaw Show. Robin!
Hey, everyone. Good to see you. Thanks for having me, RSB.
Good to see you, and I'm hoping to see you in a few days when we're in Orlando. I know that you're busy, 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 but regardless, you and John are dear friends, and I love you both, and I'm so glad that you're doing well over there. I know that you guys had some hurricane damage in the home that you have, so you're at a separate location now, but glad that you have that capacity, and I'm glad you're helping so many people, and you're still standing, even though you're sitting for this show.
Yes, we're very blessed, and two hurricanes in 3 weeks is no joke, but we came here for relative freedom and a governor who stands up for our rights. And warmer weather doesn't hurt either.
Yeah, I hear DeSantis is going to push for constitutional carry there in Florida. Like Utah, that was the only good thing that the governor signed into law since he's been governor of Utah, so that you don't have to ask permission where none is required to carry in defensive weapons, if you will. So I'm glad of that. But, yeah, Florida has been good. We left there before DeSantis became governor, not knowing he would. At the same time, we've talked about this a little bit. When you have a strong personality who does really good stuff at the top, which is better than not having one, it also can cause people to become lazy at the, people level and go, well, the governor's got it. And then if he goes on to become president or does something else, the people of Florida might be in trouble if they're not ready for something like that to happen, because you know how these pendulums swing. And I look at what's happened in Utah with horrible governors, even though they claim to be Republicans. But the people are starting to rise up over the COVID crisis, and I'm seeing good things happening because we're not relying on one person at the top. So it's an interesting dynamic that we're witnessing in two different states that, we hope for the best, we pray for the best, but we also do things, as do you, to bring that freedom back to the people.
Yeah, exactly. You and I kind of switched places. You went from Florida to Utah, and then we had a couple years of overlap there in Utah, and then we came to Florida. And I've told you that what's kind of disturbing here in Florida is how the people of Florida aren't really aware of what everybody else lived through. Yeah. So I was out running 12 big protests all over Utah in 2020, and that was before there was a vaccine, let alone a mandate. I was standing up for small businesses and against the 26-page socialist agenda of Spencer Cox. And you know, we came here for a more temperate climate because we were in Park City. I don't know that if I lived where you do, I don't know that I would have left.
Yeah, Park City can be brutally cold. Of course, if you're a snow bunny or you work at the ski resort, so yeah, okay. But also, it's interesting up there in Summit County, we found that it's the most woke part of Utah. It's like California in Utah. And you know, the mask, the social engineering through all of these, and it's like, oh, man, it's brutal. Where we are didn't have that as bad. And Florida was a mix. I'm sure there were little pits of, you know, hell in the city, some as they always are. But as you say, the most part, they didn't feel it as brutally, as intensely as other areas.
Yeah, and you know, we live in two different places, and for the most part, people didn't wear masks. But, you know, there's a lot of seniors here in Florida, and so they were very captivated by the media narrative, and we still have a lot of our seniors walking around in masks, and maybe they're going to wear masks till they die, and they somehow, you know, feel better wearing a mask. But the governor here is an amazing coalition builder, and he's put together a big medical organization to hold mRNA companies accountable and to push back against this whole thing and keep, he says, no child in Florida will have to get a COVID vaccine to go to school. He's really pushing back. You know, he and his wife got the J&J vaccine, and I've never heard him talk about it, but his wife's cancer came back, and I'm sure he has wondered.
Yeah, so, he's met with enough people to realize the connection, I believe. And that he's standing strong. It'd be nice if, you know, the next step would be, as some doctors, physicians who we've met over the last 3 years are now looking back at the entirety of the vaccine schedule prior to mRNA shots and going, I would never give my kid one of those shots ever again. I think I recently saw a comment, a quote from Pierre Corey, of all things. And, you know, MD, all in on vaccines, like most of them were. And now it's not just questioning the mRNA, but looking back at the entire schedule, things that we've been talking about here, all now in my 24th year of broadcasting, now was one of the, if not the most controversial subjects to talk about. And we had very few allies. And in the course of the devastating disaster that was the COVID scamdemic, plandemic, we've got percentages unmatched ever that I never thought we would see in my lifetime. 30, 40, 50, 60, 70% going, I'm not sure about this. And now moving back on the entire schedule. And of course, you know your history. Those of you who know Robin, she's been on the show before and done a lot. She was vaccine injured, and that, you know, was a big part of your journey and wake up and your willingness to stand up and speak out. Of course, made you some enemies, but made you a lot of good friends too.
Yeah, I mean, I've had, in 2019, I had a massive pro-vaccine troll invasion. 2019, okay, this is before any of you ever heard the word COVID. Just literally thousands of trolls, and had to shut my page down for a while.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back at it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. First show of the new year. Robin Openshaw, my guest, Green Smoothie Girl. We're going to talk about a detox program, a detox plan, a detox. Ah, man, you can tap into this and you can do it too. What does that mean for you? We're going to find out from Robin. But again, briefly, you were talking about the journey that you had been on 2019, talking about the trolls that hit you big time on the vaccine front. I remember Ty and Charlene Bolger, when they came out with the truth about vaccines, they got hammered. I mean, completely shut. It was like, don't talk about vaccines. Suddenly it was like bad enough before. Now don't you dare because of what was coming, which what we've been living through.
Yeah, and I've been canceled for almost 2 years now on Venmo, Square, PayPal. So, like, central banks are canceling us. I don't know if people realize that. But actually what people don't know is that for 3 years before COVID, they were taking us out of the search results. So GreenSmoothieGirl.com used to get 2 million visitors a year, and Google was making it pay to play, and everything's positive and shiny about pharma, and they don't want any alternative health stuff in your search results.
Right. Yeah, no, that the shadow banning is real now. We've seen the Twitter reversal to some degree, not fully, but there was actually collusion with government directly, FBI, other agencies, and it's so far beyond where we even maybe thought it was. But now we have more evidence to show, yes, this is government programs, propaganda, and we know that the agencies themselves have been captured by interests, particularly pharmaceutical, that we're battling against, because nobody suffers from a pharmaceutical drug deficiency disease that doesn't exist, FDA approved or otherwise. So we've got to become the food as medicine gang again. This going back to Hippocrates, let your food be your medicine, and you've been an advocate for that. That's why you became known as Green Smoothie Girl. And as we move into the new year here, people are wanting to start on a better foot. They want to have a better life, better health. And, you know, I like to say start the day you start, whatever day it is. But we happen to be on January 1st, 2023. So why not introduce people to a way they can start tapping into doing something different that's not too daunting, not too overwhelming, a step-by-step method?
Yeah, when I got sick, about the time your show started was about when I was getting better. And there was no internet, there was no learning from some online influencer or doctor. And so I was the mother of two young children when I was in graduate school working on the state psychiatric hospital. And they required me to get the flu jab. And I didn't want to. Like, I didn't know anything. Nobody had ever told me that there's any reason to mistrust vaccines, but I did it with great trepidation, and I got sick 10 times that winter. I basically was mostly in bed for 4 years. You know, you don't necessarily connect it to the vaccine until you're so sick for so long that you're like, why was I totally fine? And then this happened. I cannot say that that vaccine is my only toxic exposure. I was eating a crap diet from 18 to 28. I had a surgery, a ruptured ectopic pregnancy. They had to cut me open and save my life. There were several things that were suppressing my immune system, and now I know this. I did not know that at the time. But I started reading all these books by great detoxification doctors like Dr. Max Gerson and Dr. Bernard Jensen and Dr. Richard Anderson, who maybe people know him a little bit less, but he's a naturopathic doctor, wrote a 2-volume set of books. And I'm a voracious reader, and I read thousands of pages, and I knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to detoxify. I was aware that I needed to bring my toxic body burden down, but I was scared because I thought it was so hard, and I was already so sick that I was afraid it would put me in bed. I wouldn't be able to take care of my children. But I also was waiting, so I kept reading and reading and reading, learning, figuring out what I wanted to do exactly. But I was also pregnant or breastfeeding, and we advise people who are pregnant or breastfeeding not to do it because toxins come out through all the fluids of the body. So bottom line is, I was so shocked when I did a pretty rigorous detox that I felt so good in the first week that I was back in the gym. I have felt great ever since. My husband and I detox twice a year. I think I've helped more people detoxify than anybody in history. I'm not saying that to brag. I'm saying I had the benefit of the internet. We spent 9 years focusing on it, and we have we're going past 18,000, and in January we should have another 1,000 detoxing with us, and nice. We have our special guest.
Well, if you want to be one of those that's been helped by Robin, you can do that, and we're going to talk about this when we come back, a step-by-step method you can tap into, actually a program to make it much simpler for you. And I know a lot of people go, where do I start? That's a big thing. It's overwhelming. And Robin loves to make it simple, and we're going to do that when we come back. And also, special guest coming on. He's responsible for not all 1,650-plus guests I've interviewed, but since I got to 1,500, a lot of them. That's a lot. And he's doing great work there. We appreciate him. Stand by for that bonus guest afterwards, after this break, I'm sorry. And we'll be back with Robin Openshaw and more on the Robert Scott Bell Show at robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back. Bye-bye.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Pope Francis is urging the faithful to use the new year to share God's love with everyone. Thousands gathering in St. Peter's Basilica praying for the late Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, who died on New Year's Eve at the age of 95. The Vatican says Pope Francis will preside over former Pope Benedict's funeral mass in St. Peter's Square on Thursday. Reports are a New York City police officer was slashed in the head with a machete before fellow officers opened fire on the suspect near Times Square during New Year's Eve celebrations. New York City Mayor Eric Adams praised the officers involved.
We're really pleased by the response and how our officers handled this situation. All three of the officers are in stable conditions, and there are no credible threats to New Yorkers at this time.
The suspect was shot in the shoulder and has been taken into custody. The officer is expected to be okay as well. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, if you're not already getting the newsletter from the Robert Scott Bell Show, it's as simple as texting my initials, RSV, to the number 22828. That's right, 22828. It's on your phone. If you're not driving right now, go 22828 and send RSV for Robert Scott Bell. And you'll be prompted to enter your email address, and you'll get the dynamic Robert Scott Bell Show newsletter, thanks to Super Don, and get plugged into all the great things, including what we're about to launch, or at least let you know about launching this month with Robin Openshaw, our good friend, the Green Smoothie Girl. And what is it? It's a detox program, a protocol, a simple step-by-step method that you were just alluding to. Every year you have a big surge, obviously, at the beginning of the year, as people are saying, New Year's resolutions, I want to do better. So you kind of time it. Let's start this program. And what it involves, is it overwhelming? I mean, I just think about how you have helped so many. You've got to figure out a way to make it easy for people.
Yeah, what I did, 28 years ago was really hardcore. And when Green Smoothie Girl went live 16 years ago, I would tell people to go do that cleanse, and they really, really struggled. And I finally quit. I quit sending people to it because, honestly, people are way more toxic now you know, a quarter of a century later than I was in my 20s. And so I did have the benefit of being in my late 20s, and I had the benefit of my grandmother having healed herself of cancer without chemo and radiation. She was given a year to live and ended up living another 20-something years and meeting all four of my children when they were born. But I wanted to study everything that these detoxification doctors did, and I put together not just a protocol that is nutrition and what you eat, and here's your little quick start guide to make it really easy to go to the store and to buy your food, prepare it, be ready ahead of time, several different phases so that you're detoxifying the gastrointestinal tract. You got 35 feet of GI tract. Some people have catarrhal mucoid plaque in there, which is like a rubbery substance. People who are eating meat and flour and sugar will build up this rubbery catarrhal mucoid plaque that I had seen hundreds and hundreds of photos that Dr. Bernard Jensen documented over the course of his decades of career. Then we move on to flushing the kidneys, all in advance of doing a really great liver flush, where some people will see hundreds of precursor stones come out of their gallbladder and liver. The whole idea being your liver serves you in over 500 ways. Why not get it functioning properly, producing nice, thin bile, and you might look and feel better 500 different ways, like you do heading into your late 50s. I guess I'm going to say that for the first time out loud.
You did that.
Me too.
Did you pay Robin to say that? Late 50s? I'm not there yet. Stop it. You know someone who's not waiting because he doesn't want to look old like me? Our buddy Kevin Tuttle. I want to bring him into the discussion because he didn't wait for January 1st to start this. He's been just calling me every day, annoying me, going, you got to get Robin on. I'm doing this detox. And I'm like, I know Robin knows her stuff, but Kevin, what's up with that? I know why you're motivated to do. It's more than just about you, but... Again, thank you for all that you do, Kev. We're in the new year, and it's an exciting time. And, again, bring me back to your story of starting this detox program and plan that we want people to plug into. Hard to say.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't want to wait. You know, why wait until January 1st? It reminds me of, you know, the Old Testament when Moses was talking to Pharaoh, you know, after the frogs came, and Moses asked him, when would you like to get rid of these frogs? And Pharaoh says, tomorrow. I'm like, I never understood that. Like, why are you waiting until tomorrow? How about now? Like, yeah, I don't want these frogs anymore. So, yeah, my story, you know, it goes back to my wife, basically. Bonnie has breast cancer, and she was diagnosed a few months ago, and we decided to go a natural way, a natural path of healing her at the Advanced Gerson Clinic. And Robin brought up the Gerson therapy earlier. And so that's what Bonnie is doing right now, and it's very intense. It's a lot of juicing. It's not just juicing. She can have other foods as well, just like we could in this detox. But, you know, when I heard about the 26-day Green Smoothie Girl detox from Robin, I was like, you know what, I'm just going to do it now. And let's start December 1st instead of January 1st. Then I can kind of go along with Bonnie missing out on all the holiday goodies that everybody always has, and maybe empathize a little bit more with her. But you know, she's a lot tougher than I am, I'll tell you that.
No, I know. Our wives are amazing, and Robin's amazing, and I say we should be so strong. I don't know, John, your husband there, Robin, he's a strong guy too, but I think he probably acknowledges your strength as well, and we gain a lot from that. And Kev, I know, you know, prayers for your wife and her journey and all that you're doing to support her and the kids. And yet you said, I'm going to do this too now. You know, you don't have to do the Gerson therapy like your wife in that scenario, but tapping into what Robin has put out, tell me about your experience.
I wonder if you can see his before and after pictures right here.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, I was saying there's less of Kevin to go around. You know, I might be able to throw him around like a, no, I wouldn't do that, but what's going on, man? Look at that beginning.
Yeah, the weight dropped quickly. You know, that was a secondary motivation for me. You know, all of a sudden one day things don't fit. It's like, what happened? You know, the shirt fit me recently. So, you know, that was not really my motivation, but it was sure a nice benefit, you know, to have this weight just like slide off, and it was pretty effortless. You know, this people, especially men, I think fear that if they're going to do a detox like this, that they're going to be hungry. And I can tell you, I was not hungry at any point during this journey. It went really easily, even, you know, leading up to the kidney cleanse where you have to eat two straight days of watermelon, nothing but watermelon. I'm like, there's no way I'm getting through this.
Yeah.
But it was actually pretty easy. It was really no big deal. And, yeah, I feel a lot healthier. The biggest thing for me, you know, I've had lower back pain for years, and, you know, Superdon will love this, but in combination with the detox, you should be doing coffee enemas. And
you know what, by the way, we show, Superdon showed a picture of you doing that, not anything graphic, but just your face, and it was like enough to say Superdon's resolved never to do one.
And I do jump in. I never talk about doing a coffee enema, which that's just what people know it as. It's not an enema. You're not shooting coffee up through the gastrointestinal tract. Technically, it's a coffee implant. But we actually tell people, like, that's level two stuff. And, of course, Kevin not only was going to do it when other people would never do it during the holidays because he's Mr. Gung-Ho, but he also chose to go level two and do the coffee enemas. What we like to do is to get people to take the baby step of committing to detox. Then they listen to people, and then they really want to do it because people are like, this is life-changing.
I agree. It's something I've been saying for a long time, having connected with physicians, whether it be the Gerson Therapy or Nick Gonzalez over the years. We talked extensively about that. And it may be a next step for some people. At the point of again, not wanting to frighten anybody away from this program protocol, even if you go through the phase one, the transformations will be very real and often very, very fast, what you'll see happen to you. And you may be encouraged to go further, and that's fine. But the starting journey of any journey, of course, is that first step. And so in the show notes today, y'all, if you haven't gone there, robertscottbell.com, and Superdon's going to be sending out an email blast, I'm not sure when, on this. You'll be given a special opportunity to join in with Robin Openshaw and a lot of other folks in this new year. The best thing I ever did for my body, and this is kind of an overview visual Superdon just put up on there, and Robin, again, talking about detox. She's been living this for a long time. She's got incredible credibility. I said, that's a funny way to say that, isn't it? Incredible credibility. So credible, it's incredible. But it's very. The journey you've been on, Robin, to help so many. And Kevin's getting a tremendous benefit. I love seeing that. By the way, you see behind him, if you're watching, Spirit PR, great name for a PR agency, and he's doing amazing work. And we're all going to, well, Kevin and I are going to be at the event that Stuart Terry Warner are putting on in Orlando, the 5th through the 8th. And one of our friends, Kimberly Overton, is going to be there from the Nurse Freedom Network. And I'm hoping, like I said, Robin, if you can sneak away, I'll give you a big hug. See you guys when we're there for a few days. But the opportunity there is to meet people of like mind as well beyond the internet sphere to come together and say hello and say these are the journeys. And you'll get to see the less of Kevin when you're there. If you know Kevin and met him over the last couple of years, you're like, where did Kevin go? He's amazing. And so the journey you've been on is proof positive of how fast this can change your life for the better.
Make sure you have him tell you he was about to tell you about his back.
Yeah, oh yeah, this is the thing Superdon needs to hear. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, the back pain's just been debilitating sometimes. And, you know, I live with somebody, my wife, who's doing many enemas because this is part of the Gerson protocol is to do this. And, you know, I see it in the detox, you know, phase two, should I do this, or level two, excuse me. And Bonnie's like, Kev, just try one. It's not that big of a deal. And, you know, I'm terrified. This is nothing I ever want to do. You know, I was in the Superdon camp of this, and like, I'm not doing this. And finally, I'm like, all right, I'll give it a try, because this is after, you know, a week or so of being on the detox. And I really wasn't feeling that well. And I did my first coffee enema, and I'm still calling it that, whether it is that or not,
right? I don't know if that changes. We'll have to ask Superdon if we call it a coffee implant. Does that make it any more palatable for your... Anyway, that's an ongoing silly joke. I know it's too easy, but there is our friend, Kevin. This is the face he gave Superdon. Of course, this is to play up on Superdon's uncomfortable fears that are not warranted, but that's just Superdon. We love him no matter what. But the idea, of course, starting a new year, it's as good a time as any, is today, right now. And again,
I took away my back pain, Robert. That's what I want to mention. My back pain was completely gone after that. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, I've been doing regular ones, you know, every couple days or so, and it's kept up, and it's fantastic. Even now that I've finished the protocol, I'm not delving back into, you know, my former lifestyle either of just kind of, you know, we're out, I'm just going to grab something to eat. I'm much more conscious about what I'm putting into my body.
Yeah,
when
and
you
Robin,
feel so good, when we get to the end of the detox, that's what everybody, you know, every year, 1,000 people are like, how can I stay feeling this good? Well, you are motivated. because you feel so good at the end of it. A lot of people tell us, I don't ever remember feeling this good. I haven't felt this good in decades. They want to know, how do I keep the gains? And so it's a wonderful additional benefit is that people are willing to make some dietary changes. You showed a recipe from the detox that you were drinking when we got the show started, Kevin, that, you know, you find some of those recipes are actually really delicious and they make their way into your regular life. And now you've got tools in your tool belt.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about what's involved, and I'll have Robin explain that in the final segment of hour one as we start off the new year in a really great cleansing way. And, you know, my focal point as a homeopath began with detoxifying the liver, and you can do that herbally. You can do that with food. There's an amazing array of ways to go, and I'm like, whatever way you can find that works for you. The easiest way is usually the best way to start, and Robin Openshaw is providing that, and we're getting it cranked up in the new year. We're going to find out what's involved after this break. Stick with us. Come on over to robertscottbell.com, and you'll see the links right now.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon.
RL. 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Scott Belcher. All right, how do we start the new year? We start it by detoxing the liver, by detoxing the body. If you see visually, for those of you watching, Kevin Tuttle, our buddy, he's holding up a book on detox with a big green juice of some kind. Robin Openshaw is there. She might have had something to do with that. And Robin, we're talking about promoting and wanting people to plug in and being well, strong, healthier than ever, perhaps, that they've ever been. When I started, I didn't have health. And so I had to gain it, not regain it. And so this is a process, no matter where you are, you can benefit by what Robin is about to introduce to you. So what is involved in what we're talking about to get started?
Well, what I suggest people do is just come in and watch 4 short videos that I've put together, because I got myself well. Then I did a 450-city speaking tour all over the country, which obviously if you've spent 4 years in bed, you must be feeling pretty good to go speak in 450 cities. As a single mom of 4 minors, so I just wanted to teach the good word. I just wanted to tell people how I did it. But then putting it together as a program, that was a 2.5-year project. I tested it on a beta test of 30 people. We were very scientific about it. It's now in its 8th edition. That's what Kevin's holding up there. Mm-hmm. Kevin was so gung-ho, he went out and started the detox before his manual arrived in the mail. and he doesn't go on Facebook, but we have a Facebook group where we have health coaches and myself who will be supporting 1,000 new people in January. Not all of them are in the support group, but in the support group, you will get loved on. A lot of times our veteran detoxers who join us twice a year, and we teach you how, if you do the 26 days, super important you do 26 days the first time because you're identifying food sensitivities. You have to do that deeper work, but then for our supported detoxers, we show you how to do it twice a year in 12 days and get that whole liver flush accomplished, because you don't just go do the liver flush. You have to have 9 days of prep. I studied at 20 clinics all over the world on how they treat cancer non-toxically, and almost all of them use a coffee enema or coffee implant, whatever you want to call it. Yes. And I've studied what they do, and they all the best practices landed in this detox, which is in its 8th edition now.
This is great. And so, folks, if you've been intimidated by knowing that you need to do this and you weren't sure how, you now have the how. And that's the point of what we have presented to you briefly today and what's available to you. If you come to the show notes at robertscottbell.com, this is the January 1st, 2023 edition of the show. We are syndicated on radio via GCN, but we also do 2 hours a day, additional 5 additional days a week during the week. That's on video as well. But this show we record earlier for radio, for a radio audience. But if you come to the website, there's upcoming events tabs. There's also the archives so you can listen and share the show with others. And there are links and banners, including Super Don is going to send out the email alert specific newsletter that'll give you access to this. Is there a charge? Is there free to, you know, if you watch the 4 videos, that's the starting point. You're going to learn a lot already, right?
It's free to watch the 4 videos, and then you can join us. And right now through, I think, January 10th, you can get 40% off if you decide to join us. Okay. It's not very expensive. Can I say one quick thing about those four videos?
Yeah.
Don't watch the fourth one until you watch the first three. You mentioned at the very beginning of the show, Robert, that you focus on emotional healing. Well, I'm a psychotherapist, was one of my first careers, and the wounded healers are the best healers. You and I had to get our health back. You learn more in the process of getting yourself well than anybody can sitting in a classroom reading a book. You're just more invested. You learn it better, and you and I are both on that same journey. But my fourth video is about how when you do a physical detox and these old proteins leave your body, you may find a lot of emotional healing happening too. And I don't want people to watch that fourth video until they know me a little bit and they watch the first three. I almost didn't put it in there. I gave it to all the Green Smoothie Girl staff and they 100% said, yes, put it in there. But it's very personal. It's very emotional to me. And it really, really happened to me, the story that I tell you in that fourth video.
I feel it. And I'm sure, Kev, you've experienced some emotions of the, you know, the cleanse as well. And they're ultimately freeing, you know, that the weight, the burden of a lot of emotional baggage. You don't even know it's hidden in the physiology. By removing the obstacles for it, you can overcome them where you felt like it was too daunting to do.
Yeah, you know, the body keeps the score. So it keeps those toxins too. And getting rid of them, it is an emotional process. But, yeah, absolutely liberating. And, you know, what's your slogan, Robert? It's the power to heal is yours, right? So I can't work on the show and then not take that into advice or into account in facing things like this. You know, I wanted to do this as well as I could. And I can tell you it worked fantastically. And
I see the evidence of it. Well, we're up against the break. Robin Openshaw, God bless you. Love you. Happy New Year, my friend. First 10 days of January, take advantage, 40% off of this thing, and all the links are in the show notes, so you know what to do. And when we come back, we'll give you another opportunity to leave something else behind, some other addiction you might have with Crepe Kicker and Sean Cohen. Again, thanks, Kevin Tuttle. Thanks, Robin Openshaw. And yes, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.